2,000 verses in the Gospels about money and possessions.
但係福音書裏面有多過2000個經文係講到我哋點樣處理金錢同埋我哋嘅財產。
One of my seminary professors wrote that our use of money demonstrates the reality of our love for God.
其中有一個神學院的教授講到，佢講到話我哋點樣去用我哋嘅金錢去表現出究竟我哋有幾愛神。
Sometimes people may think that people are very spiritual because they may be doing things up front.
有時可能照住人佢外表所做嘅嘢，我哋覺得佢可能係一個好屬靈嘅弟兄或者姊妹。
Maybe their prayers are very long whenever you pray with them.
可能你當佢同你一齊祈禱嘅時候，佢有好好嘅禱告嘅經文。
But this professor said you can kind of fake those things.
但係呢個教授話，呢啲外表嘅行為你可以去假裝。
But how we use our money really demonstrates the reality of our love for God.
但係當我哋點樣去用我哋嘅金錢嘅時候，就實實際際嘅表示出我哋有幾愛神。
So this morning we're just going to look at two verses.
今日我哋只係睇兩節嘅經文。
And it's at the beginning of 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
就係喺哥林多前書第16章頭嗰兩節經文。
And notice in verse 1 it says, Paul writes, As I directed the church of Galatia, so you also are to do.
而喺第一節開頭嗰度，佢話：我從前怎樣吩咐加拉太的眾教會，你們也當怎樣行。
So he's saying that even though he wrote these things to the church in Galatia, he's also teaching this to not only the church in Corinth, but to all the churches.
所以他在這裡講到，雖然他這些翻譯說話是對加拉太教會的聖徒去講，但也都是對於哥林多和所有的聖徒去講。
So you might say Paul is writing to us.
你都可以說保羅其實是寫了封信給我們。
And we need to pay attention to what he is saying.
而我們要去留意究竟保羅想教導我們什麼。
And in these two verses, I believe we can find six things that God wants us to take note of.
在這兩節經文裡面，當中有六個重點。
First, we are to give purposefully.
首先第一，我們要有目的的去奉獻。
That is, as we give, it's for a certain goal.
而且當我們去奉獻，是因為有一些目標。
And I believe these two verses talk about two goals in giving.
在這兩節經文裡面，他講到我們的奉獻是有兩個目的。
First, it is for the saints, for other Christians.
首先第一是為聖徒，為其他的基督徒。
It says, verse 1, now concerning the collection for the saints.
在第一節那裡說，論到為聖徒捐錢。
Now, when the Bible used the word saints, it doesn't mean some special person, but he's talking about all Christians.
在聖經裏面，他們用到聖徒這個字，不是講到一些特別的人，而是其實講到所有的信徒。
All of us, if we are Christians, are saints.
只要我們是基督徒的時候，我們就是聖徒。
And here he's talking particularly about Jewish Christians in Jerusalem.
在這一節經文裏面，是特別講到在耶路撒冷裏面的猶太信徒。
There was a famine in Jerusalem, and so the Christians in Jerusalem were very poor and were hurting.
因為在那時候在耶路撒冷裏面有饑荒，所以在耶路撒冷裏面的信徒他們很有需要。
Paul is writing to the Christians that are in Corinth, which is part of Greece.
而保羅是寫給在哥林多裏面的信徒，亦都在希臘那個地方。
And so he's saying that this collection is to help those Christians who are poor, who are needy in Jerusalem.
所以他的意思就是说这个的捐钱是去帮助在耶路撒冷里面有需要的圣徒。
So one of the purposes of giving is to help others.
所以我们去奉献其中一个目的就是去目标就是去帮身边的人。
And within our church, we have a charity fund and a missions fund.
而在我们教会里面我们有慈惠基金和也有差传基金。
And particularly those monies are given to those outside of our church.
而这两个基金里面我们所收到的奉献是去帮助在教会以外的人。
Because we recognize that they have certain needs and we can help them.
因为我们见到教会以外的人他们有需要而我们可以去帮他们。
But there's a second purpose that's found in these verses.
但是在这个经文里面也都讲到有第二个目的。
Notice it says on the first day of every week.
你在第二章那里讲到每逢七日的第一日。
So it's talking about Sunday.
在这里讲到星期日。
And Christians worship on the first day of the week.
基督徒我们在星期日里面我们去敬拜神。
Because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead on the first day of the week. Previously, the Jewish people worshipped on the sixth, seventh day of the week.
以猶太人通常他们是在七日里面的第七日 去敬拜。
That is called the Sabbath day.
那天是叫做安息日。
But Christians are worshipping on the first day of the week.
但是基督徒我们是在七日里面的第一日去敬拜神。
And even though the Sabbath was mentioned in the Ten Commandments, it is not repeated at all in the New Testament.
在十诫里面我们都有看到有关于安息日的一个诫命，但是去到新约的时候就已经没有再提了。
And so when he in verse 2 talks about giving on the first day of the week, he's talking about worship of God.
而在第二节里面讲到是每逢七日的第一日我们去奉献的时候，这里是讲到是我们去敬拜神的其中一个的行动。
So not only are we to give to help other people, we are to give to worship God.
我们的奉献不只是为了去帮身边的人，我们的奉献也是为了去敬拜神。
I think this is also underscored by the context of this passage.
这里都是在这个经文的背景里面更加去提出了。
If you were to read the previous chapter, chapter 15, you'll find that the topic that is being talked about is the resurrection of Christ and the resurrection of believers in the future.
如果你去看回第十五章最尾那几段经文那几次经文的时候，你看它里面是讲到主耶稣的复活和圣徒将来和主耶稣基督一起的复活。
And so, as Paul is talking about this lofty topic about the resurrection, all of a sudden in verse 1 of chapter 16, he says, now concerning the collection for the saints.
所以当在十五节最尾的时候，保罗讲到关于这个复活这个这么大 的题目的时候，跟着到第十六节突然间转了，就是论到圣徒的捐钱。
Now you may think that this is somewhat like a commercial break on TV.
你可能会觉得其实好像你看电视突然间卖告白一样这样。
But for Paul, it is a logical response to the resurrection of Christ and our resurrection.
但是对于保罗来说，圣徒的捐钱是一个对于耶稣基督他为我们的死他复活的一个救恩的一个回应。
So we as Christians are saved and we can look forward to the resurrection.
我们作为基督徒，我们可以说我们很渴望将来和主耶稣基督一起复活。
And he feels that giving is a response, is worship to God for this wonderful salvation that he's given to us.
而我们的奉献就是对于主耶稣基督给我们救恩的一个回应。
So even as we give to worship God, we must remember that we are not giving to earn our salvation.
我们要记得一件事，就是虽然我们以奉献来回应神给我们的爱，祂的救恩，但是我们的奉献是不可以令到我们赚取救恩。
Real Christianity is very unique.
一个真的基督 教嘅信仰係一個好特別嘅信仰。
In other religions, they would say, "Oh, the more you give, the more likely you'll go to heaven."
喺其他嘅宗教，可能佢哋會話：啊，你捐出多啲，你就更加有機會可以去到天堂。
But real Christianity says no. That it, this doesn't work that way.
但係真正嘅基督教信仰，佢話唔係咁樣嘅。
It is based upon our faith in God.
而係我哋嘅救恩係根據我哋對神嘅信心。
It is believing that God gave us a free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ.
而係我哋相信神俾我哋藉住耶穌基督有一個免費嘅救恩。
And so we give to God.To worship God, not to earn our salvation.
所以我哋嘅奉献系敬拜神嘅一个回应，而唔系去赚取救恩。
So we are to give purposefully, but either to help those who are in need or to worship God.
所以我哋嘅奉献要有目的，系去为咗帮助身边嘅人，亦都系为咗去敬拜神。
The second point would be to we are to give periodically.
第二點就是我們要恆常的奉獻。
Verse 2, it says, on the first day of every week.
在第二節的它是每逢七日的第一日。
That is, every 7 days, we should be giving to the Lord.
而是說每七日我們就要去奉獻給神。
Now you may ask the question, well, why don't we just give...A lump sum at the beginning of the year.
可能你會問點解我哋唔喺年頭嘅時候一大筆錢去奉獻咗咁咪算咯
？And I believe that God is trying to foster an attitude within us.
但我相信神係想我哋培養一個嘅態度。
He wants us to think regularly of how God has blessed us and how we are to worship Him with what He has given to us.
佢想我哋恆常嘅去見到神有幾祝福我哋，以致我哋成日去思想點樣可以去奉獻俾神。
Imagine if I know many of us give thanks for our food before we eat our meal.
所以我知好多人喺我哋食飯之前，我哋都會謝飯。
But what if we said, well, why don't we at the beginning of the year just say, God, I thank you for every meal for the rest of the year.
咁我哋話，不如我哋喺年頭嘅時候，我哋做一個禱告，就同神講：神啊，天父，多謝你今年裏邊俾我所有嘅食物。
Then we don't have to worry about praying before every meal.
咁以後每次我哋食飯之前，我哋就唔需要去謝飯啦。
I think you know that there is a difference.
我相信大家都會知道係有一個唔同。
That God is trying to foster a thankful attitude within our hearts.
而係神想我哋個心裏邊去幫我哋去建立一個我哋會有感恩嘅態度。
And so I think that's why he said we are to give periodically.
所以喺經文裏邊話，想我哋恆常嘅去奉獻。
Now I know some churches.Have an offering box.
我知道有一啲嘅教會喺出邊有一個奉獻嘅箱。
That is, they don't collect the offering during the service, but they have a box in the back, and people can give there.
喺佢哋崇拜嘅時間，佢哋唔會去收奉獻，而完咗崇拜或者崇拜之前，啲人就會將佢哋嘅奉獻擺落去呢個奉獻箱裏邊。
But I believe that it's a good thing to have offering during the service.
但係我覺得喺崇拜裏邊有收奉獻呢一個嘅環節係一件好事。
Certainly in the Old Testament worship, people brought sacrifices and offerings before the Lord.
當然喺舊約嘅時候，當以色列人去敬拜神嘅時候，佢哋會帶犧牲佢哋嘅供物去敬拜神。
And so, rather than being afraid to offend people about collecting offering, it should be an integral part of our worship.
所以喺崇拜裏邊，我哋需要有呢一個奉獻呢個環節，我哋唔需要去介意，可能令到有啲人覺得好奇怪。
Now today we have a new problem.
但係今時今日我哋有一個新嘅問題。
It's called electronic giving.
就係網上奉獻。
And so you can arrange it so electronically your money can be given to the church.
所以你可以喺網上面去話每某一個時間就喺銀行户口度攞錢出嚟去到做奉獻。
And you set it and then you forget it.
你醒咗，跟住你就會唔記得啦。
And so, even there are some good things about electronic giving.
咁當然網上奉獻有好多嘅好處啦。
But I think as the offering is being passed around, even though you don't physically give with a check or something, you can, in your heart and mind, give thanks to the Lord for what He is, how He has blessed you.
咁但係喺崇拜裏邊，當奉獻袋去到你前面嘅時候，雖然你唔會係實際嘅將你嘅支票擺落去個袋裏邊，但係你喺呢個心裏邊，喺呢個思想裏邊，你都係諗翻係去奉獻俾神。
I know in the English service here, they're encouraging people to practice touching their heart and then touching their bag.
我知道喺牛頓堂英文崇拜裏邊，都係佢哋收奉獻嘅時候，佢哋去鼓勵弟兄姊妹，佢哋首先去抌掂下自己個心，跟住咧之後先至去將個錢擺落去個奉獻袋度。
So that even if you're giving electronically, you're participating in giving to the Lord.
所以雖然你係喺網上已經奉獻咗，但係喺崇拜裏邊你都繼續去參與呢一個嘅奉獻俾神呢一個嘅敬拜嘅環節。
The third point in this passage is that we are to give personally.
而第三點就係我哋嘅奉獻係好個人嘅。
Verse 2, it mentions each of you.
在第二節區域它是各人。
And so that means that everyone should participate.
所以講到每一個人都應該參與。
Now you may say, well, there are a lot of us who are poor. We can't really give anything.
所以你可以講到話啊，我哋當中亦都有好多比較窮嘅人，我哋唔可以付出好多。
Well, the church at Corinth had the same problem.
但喺哥林多教會裏邊，佢哋都有同一個問題。
Corinth was a big commercial city.
哥林多是一個很大的城市。
And so there were definitely some very wealthy people.
咁當然裏邊有很多富有嘅人啦。
But there were also people that were very poor.
但係裏邊亦都有很多很窮嘅人。
There were people that were slaves.
亦都有奴隸喺裏邊。
And so the slaves could say, "Well, I can't give very much."
所以嗰啲奴隸可以話我唔可以奉獻太多。
And so they may feel that they're exempt from giving.
可能佢會覺得因為我本身唔係擁有好多，所以我唔需要奉獻。
But Paul says that everyone, each of you, should participate.
但係保羅講到每一個人都需要參與。
And even if we give a small amount, we can still give glory to God.
就算我哋嘅奉獻係一個好少嘅金錢，但我哋仍然可以去榮耀神。
We know that in Mark chapter 12, Jesus was observing different people giving their offering.
我哋知道喺馬可福音第十二章嗰度，耶穌佢去喺個會堂裏邊去睇住好多唔同人嘅奉獻。
And there were a number of wealthy people that gave a very large amount.
咁有好多有錢有唔少有錢嘅人去奉獻好多錢。
But Jesus commended a woman who gave a very small amount.
但是耶稣基督他去赞赏有一个穷寡妇，他是比好，虽然他的奉献是很少钱。
She gave what is equivalent today of $2.
这个穷寡妇他的奉献可能是好像今天的两元一样。
We may say, oh, that's not much.
可能我哋话两蚊其实真系唔系好多。
But Jesus commended this widow.
但系耶稣佢赞赏呢一个嘅寡妇。
Because he realized that she gave sacrificially.
因为耶稣佢睇到呢个寡妇系牺牲嘅去奉献。
And so all of us need to participate whether we're rich or poor.
所以无论我哋系有钱或者我哋系比较穷困，但我哋都需要去奉献。
Some people say, well, I can't give much, but I don't have to give, but I serve the Lord in different ways.
可能有啲人會話我唔係好多錢，我奉獻唔到，但係我喺唔同嘅崗位裏邊去侍奉神。
But I serve the Lord full time.
但係我作為牧師，我全時間都去侍奉神。
And I need to give as well.
而我亦都需要去奉獻。
And so all of us need to participate in giving.
所以我哋每一個人都需要去參與奉獻呢一個敬拜嘅行為。
And it's something that maybe we should teach our children as well.
而我哋亦都需要教我哋嘅兒女。
That yes, again, they can't give very much.
當然佢哋唔可以奉獻好多。
But they get money in New Year's, during New Year's.
可能他們新年的時候有利是錢。
They have birthday gifts and things like that.
可能他們生日的時候他們會收到有金錢的禮物。
And so I think it's good to teach our children, even they give a small amount, that it's good to teach them to give, to participate.
所以雖然他們的奉獻是可能會很少錢，但我們都需要去鼓勵他們和教導他們去奉獻。
The fourth point in this passage about giving is about giving proportionately.
而第四點就是按比例的去奉獻。
In verse 2, it says we are to give as he may prosper.
而第二節高講到是要照自己的進帳。
So it's talking about whether how much this person has, how much income this person has made.
也就是講到是照著那個人他的收入。
And so the implication is the more that you God gives to you, the more you should give.
所以想到的就是当神给你多的时候你就应该更加多的去奉献。
I think all of us should recognize that everything that we have comes from God.
我相信大家都知道我们拥有的一切都是由神而来。
Now you may say, well, I was the one that worked very hard for my money.
可能你会说我是很努力上班赚钱。
But who gave you good health to be able to work?
但是誰給你有一個健康的身體讓你可以去上班呢?
Who gave you your education, your opportunity, or your training?
誰給你有你的教育,有你的機會,讓你可以去賺錢呢?
And so we should recognize that everything that we have comes from God.
所以我們需要知道我們擁有的一切都是由神而來。
And so,We are giving back to God as a token of our love and appreciation.
所以我们对神的奉献是表示我们对神的爱和我们的感恩。
And I believe the tithe is a good way to start in terms of giving.
所以我觉得十分一的奉献是一个很好的起步点。
Tithe again means giving 10% of our income to the Lord.
十分一的奉献就是讲到我们的收入的十分一，我们去奉献给神。
We first see the tithe in Genesis chapter 14.
我们十一奉献这个的概念首先在创世纪第十四章那里出现。
We should note in that case,Abraham was not required to give a tithe.
我哋要知道喺創世記十四章裏邊，亞伯拉罕佢係冇人要求佢去十一奉獻。
He gave it voluntarily.
佢係甘心樂意嘅去奉獻。
Now in the nation of Israel, there was a requirement to give a tithe.
喺以色列嘅國裏邊，佢哋係有一個規例係要十一奉獻。
As a matter of fact.They were required to give multiple tithes.
而事實上，佢哋唔係淨係需要去一次嘅十一奉獻，佢哋要係好幾個嘅十一奉獻。
And if you added up all the tithes, they could actually end up being like 23% of your income.
如果你加埋曬佢哋唔同類型嘅十一奉獻嘅時候，係大概你收入嘅23%。
But when they give the tithe, it was not just for the worship of God, it was also to pay for the government of Israel as well.
而在以色列里面你去给这个奉献的时候不是只是去敬拜神也是去维系政府国家里面的需要。
But if we look at the New Testament, there is no real mention or requirement to tithe.
但是当你看新约的时候没有特别讲到十一奉献这件事。
Even in this passage, even though Paul could have mentioned a tithe, he doesn't mention
it. 就算在今天的经文里面保罗可以讲到要求十一奉献但他都没有去提出。
And so I would say for Christians that they can voluntarily tithe.
所以我觉得对于基督徒来讲我们可以甘心乐意的去十一奉献。
That this is a good place for people to start if they were to ask, well, how much should I give?
所以 10% 是一个起步点。
And so,certainly as God gives you more, then you will be giving more.
所以当神比你更加 多嘅时候，你可以更加多嘅奉献。
And maybe for some people who are wealthy, 10% is too small.
可能对于好多富有嘅人嚟讲，10% 事实上唔够多。
Because it's not only how much you give, it's also how much you have left.
所以因为唔系净系话你奉献几多，你都要睇下你自己保留翻几多。
Now, I know there are some people who have a lot of questions sometimes about the tithe.
我知道有多人对于十一奉献呢个概念有多嘅问题。
Certainly, I would think about all the ways that God has blessed us materially.
我哋会谂到神喺物质上面对于我哋好多嘅好多嘅供应。
For instance, many of us own homes.
比如嚟讲，我哋好多人都拥有自己间屋。
And our homes are worth a lot more than they when we first bought it.
我相信我哋而家屋企我哋而家楼宇因为升值，所以比起我哋初初买嘅时候，可能系值更加多嘅钱。
And so some of us should consider tithing the income that God has given to us through our homes.
所以我哋都可以谂我哋喺我哋屋企，我哋嘅房屋里边所收到嘅收入，我哋可以爱嚟十一奉献去奉献俾神。
But the Bible is not a book of tax laws.
但我哋知道，我哋嘅聖經唔係一本税，一本淨係講關於收税嘅一本書。
It doesn't look at every situation what you should do.
唔會講到話每一個唔同嘅情況裏邊你應該點樣做。
I would say it's not a tax, but rather it's like buying a Mother's Day gift.
我会话好似唔系我哋交税一样，而系好似我哋去买一份母亲节礼物。
It's not like, oh, I have to give this minimal amount.
唔系话我需要去付出呢一个最低嘅一个数项。
No, you want to buy a gift that honors your mother and you want to show yourself as being generous.
而系你想去买一份礼物去送俾你嘅妈妈，而系令到你觉得你妈妈会开心。
I think the most important thing from God's perspective is that it is sacrificial.
所以我觉得在对于上帝来讲一个最大 的方向就 是一个牺牲的奉献。
I think as God has blessed us more materially, we buy bigger homes, buy more things.
当神在物质上面去祝福我们的时候，我们会去买多些东西，我们买单大一点的屋。
But I see the example of David when he was trying to build a temple for God.
亦都我喺大卫嘅身上去睇到一个嘅例子，当其时佢想去为神去起圣殿。
In 2 Samuel chapter 24, it talks about how David wanted to buy this land to build the temple for God.
喺撒母耳记下嘅第二十四章第二十四节嗰度讲到大卫想去用钱去买呢一笪地去起圣殿。
And the person that owned that land.Said, "Oh, it's for God. I'll just give it to you."
而擁有嗰笪地嗰個人會話因為你係去為神而去做嘅，咁我就送咗笪地俾你啦。
But David insisted that he pay for the land.
但係大衛佢堅持要去用錢去買呢一笪地。
He said that he would not offer offering to the Lord that.Didn't cost that cost me nothing.
喺经文里边讲到话，我不肯用自得之物作燔祭献给耶和华我的神。
And so the implication is that we are to give sacrificially when we give to the Lord.
所以呢度讲到就系当我哋去奉献俾神嘅时候，我哋系要牺牲嘅去奉献。
And perhaps for many of us, it could be voluntarily a tithing.
所以对于我们很多人来说就是一个甘心乐意的十一奉献。
I believe that would be a good place for many of us to start.
我相信这个是一个好的起步点。
The fifth thing that we learn from this passage is that we are to give without pressure.
而第五点就是我们要在一个没有压力的情况之下去奉献。
It mentions again in verse 2, so that there will be no collecting when I come.
在第二节后面那里讲到说免得我来的时候献酬。
See, Paul was going to go and visit Corinth.
保罗他将会去探访哥林多这个地方。
But he wanted the people to collect the money before he came.
他想在哥林多里面的人，他们一早已经收好了这个捐款，当他来的时候不需要再 去筹款。
Because he did not want his presence to pressure people.
因为保罗不想用他，因为在那里的时候去给人有压力。
In fact, in his second letter to the same church, in chapter 9, verse 7, it says, God loves a cheerful giver.
而在哥林多后书第九章第七节那里，保罗讲到神，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
So he didn't want people to give because they were pressured to give.
他不想哥林多里面的人去捐，是因为他们有压力，在压力底下去捐。
When I first came to BCEC, they had a very unusual practice.
当我初初来到波士顿华人布道会的时候，他们有一个很不同的做事方法。
They listed down the amount of offering that each person gave on a bulletin board.
他们有一块板，他们就会写低晒每一个人他们的奉献是多少钱。
Now, I think their motive was to be accountable to the congregation.
他们的用意是想会众是有一个责任心。
They didn't want people to think that those people who were counting the money were pocketing the money.
Okay, 都想去会俾会众知道，究竟大家真系奉献咗几多钱，而大家系好清楚，而系冇穿柜桶底咁样。
So in the church, they would have a bulletin board that would list people's name and how much they gave for that month.
所以教会里边佢哋有一个公布版，跟住就会讲到每一个月每一个人佢捐咗几多钱。
And so if you were there back then, you could look at Stephen Chin and see, oh, he gave this much.
所以你可以睇到陈卓明佢奉献咗几多钱。
And so you can imagine people will feel pressure.
可能你大家都会想象到，好多人都觉得好有压力。
Because they didn't want to look like they're not generous with God.
因为冇人，因为佢唔想其他人觉得佢系唔乐意嘅去捐。
And or sometimes people could give a lot and be very prideful.
有时亦都可能有人会去奉献好多，跟住有一个自豪嘅感觉。
They would basically say, look at how much I get.
可能佢話睇下我有奉獻咗幾多。
So anyways, they decided this was not a good practice.
到最後佢哋去同意呢一個唔係一個好嘅方法。
And I'm glad.
我都好慶幸。
Because it does put pressure on people.
因為事實上真係俾其他人有好大嘅壓力。
And so yes, we tell you some of the needs that we have.
當然我哋話到俾我哋會眾知道教會嘅唔同嘅需要。
We ask you to pray about our financial needs.
我希望大家去為到教會財政嘅需要去禱告。
But we don't want to pressure people to give.
但我唔想俾壓力大家去奉獻。
Because God loves a cheerful giver.
因為神係中意一個捐得甘心樂意嘅人。
So it's not just the amount that you give, it's your attitude in giving that's important to God.
因为不是只是你的奉献，你奉献的数目，而是你的奉献的态度，对于神来说是更加重要。
The last point I want to make is that we are to give with a plan.
而最后一点我想讲到的就是我们的奉献是要有计划的。
In verse 2, it says, each of you is to put something aside and store it up as he may prosper.
在第二节那里讲到各人要照自己的进账抽出来留着。
Now, I know for some people, when the offering is announced, people begin to plan then.
你和我知道，对于有不少的人，当我们说我们现在是收奉献的时候，那在那一刻他就开始计划究竟我要奉献多少。
They will look in their wallet and see how many dollar bills that they have.
他们可能会打开他们的银包，看看究竟我有多少钱呢？
And then they figure out, well, I need a certain amount of money for lunch and all these other things.
接着就说，啊，我需要留下这么多钱去吃饭。
And then whatever's left over, they will give me.
那而剩下的他们就会放到奉献袋。
But Paul is saying, no, you need to have a plan before then.
但是保罗讲到说，不是这样，我们需要在奉献之前是一个计划。
You need to think about how much I want to give.
你要之前的想定究竟我想奉献多少。
And it may be based on how much God has blessed you financially.
而是根据着神在金钱上面他对你的祝福。
It may be based a little bit on the need that is there.
亦都有可能是根据住当时的需要。
But it should not be something that you decide after the offering is announced.
但一定不是当我们说要对收奉献的时候，那一刻你去决定。
It is something that you had pre-planned a long time ago.
而是你本身已经想好了有个计划。
And so, I remember that there was a time when Pastor Fung and myself were away.
我记得有一段时间，我同埋冯牧师都唔喺教会。
And we had a young seminary student be the worship leader and preacher that Sunday.
而我哋嗰阵时，嗰一日有一个好后生嘅神学生，佢去带领我哋崇拜，同埋亦都系讲道。
And he was so nervous that he forgot.About the offering.
佢事實上好緊張，跟住連奉獻呢個敬拜嘅項目都唔記得咗。
And I know some of the deacons were very upset.
咁而有好多嘅執事就唔開心。
And they were saying, "Oh, we lost the whole week of offering because you forgot."
咁佢就話：我哋就少咗一個月嘅奉一個禮拜嘅奉獻，因為呢個人唔記得咗。
But if you think about it, if everyone was planning ahead.It shouldn't matter.
但係諗下，如果每一個人佢都係對於佢哋嘅奉獻係已經係計劃咗嘅時候，應該唔係一個問題。
Because if they plan to give every week this amount, if they don't give it this week, they'll give it next week.
因為如果佢哋已經係計劃咗每一個禮拜係去奉獻嘅時候，今個禮拜佢冇奉獻到，但係下個禮拜佢會擺翻落去。
Yes, there are some people who say, "Well, I went on vacation, so I don't have to give."
所以有些人会说，因为我去了旅行，所以我不需要奉献。
But if you have a plan, you say, I want to give this amount every week.
但如果你有计划的时候，你会说每一个礼拜我想去奉献这么多。
And whether they collect the offering or not, this is something that you commit yourself to give already.
因为无论那个礼拜日我们有没有或者记不记得收奉献都好，这个是你已经是在这个计划里面。
And so,This is something that we should plan ahead of time.
所以我们要去计划我们的奉献。
It's not something that we just spontaneously think about whenever they announce the offering.
不是当我们说收奉献的时候，是那一刻我们随意的去想。
And as we plan, we should take note, well, maybe God has given me a promotion.
当我们去计划的时候，我们去想一下，可能神给我们有升职。
Or maybe God gave you a new job that pays more.
可能神俾你一份新嘅工，系你嘅收入系多咗。
So hopefully you'll be planning this ahead of time in terms of your giving.
咁而希望你就系将呢啲嘅嘢，将呢啲唔同嘅事，摆埋你嘅计划里边。
As I mentioned, this sermon is about God's way of raising His children.
所以讲到今日讲到嘅题目系神教育子女嘅方法。
And a few weeks ago, my daughter and her family came to visit me.
几个礼拜之前啊，我女同埋我孙嚟探我哋。
And one of the things that I had taught my daughter when she was growing up is trying to teach her thankfulness and appreciation.
我记得当我个女仲系细嘅时候，我成日都教佢哋要去感恩，要去多谢 身邊嘅人。
And so whenever I would give her something, let's say, this Bible, then before I released it to her, I would wait for her to say thank you.
好似當我想送呢本聖經俾佢嘅時候，當我隻手未離開本聖經嘅時候，我係去教佢要講多謝。
And whatever I would give her, I would not release it until I hear those magic words, thank you.
就當我去俾嘢佢嘅時候，我唔會放手，直至到我聽到佢講多謝。
And it wasn't to teach her how to say magic words. It was trying to teach her to be thankful.
我唔係去教佢哋講呢一個特別嘅字多謝，而係希望去教佢哋有一個感恩多謝嘅心。
So when my daughter visited with her family, I saw her giving something to her daughter who is about 3 years old.
所以當我女嚟到我屋企去探我嘅時候，我見到佢俾一啲嘢佢個女，即係我孫，大概三歲。
And my daughter did exactly the same thing that I used to do to her.
而我女用我以前教佢嘅方法去教佢個女。
She would hold on to whatever she's giving to her until she said thank you.
佢會攞住佢要俾佢個女嘅嘢，直至到唔放手，直至到佢個女講多謝為止。
And so I remember thinking to myself, I think she understands now what I was trying to teach her.
咁我就諗佢而家終於明白咁多年之前我係想教佢啲乜嘢。
And I hope that all of us are learning the lessons that God has for us as well.
我希望各位都係喺度繼續學習神喺我哋生命裏邊想教我哋唔同嘅功課。
It was just mentioned that this 15 years ago, September 11th took place.
頭先都有講到喺十五年前就係911事件。
And I actually know two people that died in the World Trade Center.
而我自己喺亦都有認識有兩位朋友，佢喺世貿中心嗰度去喪失佢哋嘅生命。
They were professional people, obviously working in finance and things like that.
佢哋係專業人士，佢哋喺喺嗰度做嘢。
They went to work that morning not knowing this was their last day on earth.
佢哋嗰一朝去翻工都冇諗過會係佢哋留喺呢個世界裏邊最後嘅一日。
And when they died, they left everything.
當佢哋離開呢個世界嘅時候，佢哋留低曬所有嘅嘢。
And the real reality is, all of us will die someday, and we'll leave everything as well.
而個現實就係，總有一日我哋會離開呢個世界，而我哋都會留低曬所有嘅嘢。
And so let me close with what Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount.
所以我想用耶穌基督登山寶訓裏邊其中一啲嘅經文同作結束。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21.
係馬太福音第六章十九至廿一節。
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
在馬太福音第六章十九至廿一節講到，不要為自己積聚財寶在地上，地上有蟲子咬，能受壞，也有賊挖窿來偷。只要積聚財寶在天上，天上沒有蟲子咬，不能受壞，也沒有賊挖窿來偷。因為你的財寶在哪裡，你的心也在哪裡。
Let's bow together and pray.
我們一起祈禱。
Thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us materially.
天父，多謝你在物質上面對於我們有大的祝福。
You've already blessed us spiritually.
你已經在我們屬靈裡面給我們很大的祝福。
But we recognize that we have such a blessed life here.
我們知道在地上我們有一個滿有你祝福的生命。
But you give it not so that we can just have a more comfortable life.
但是你对于我们的祝福不是等到我们在地上可以有一个更加舒适的生命。
But you give it so that we can give glory and honor to you.
你祝福我们以致我们可以、去敬拜你，去荣耀你。
You blessed us to be a blessing.
你希望我哋系作为其他人嘅祝福。
And so we pray that you would give us a new heart and attitude.
所以我求你俾我哋一个新嘅心，一个新嘅态度。
That for many of us, particularly because we come from an immigrant background, that we're just focused on holding on to our money.
也是我哋好多人嘅背景，因为我哋系移民，所以我哋可能好容易嘅去攞住我哋自己嘅钱。
But help us to learn from our Heavenly Father.
但是求你在教导我们在你身上面学习
who loved us so much,
你很爱我们
that he gave us his only son.
而你将你的独生子赐给我们
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名求
Amen.
Amen.